This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm still trying to get used to these. You see me squirming with my ears there. I'm trying to get used to this headset. You know, kind of weird. There's no cable. You can see them, right? And if you can't see them, that means you're just listening to the radio, which is great. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Lots you can do up there. But the most important thing to do up there is to buy my book. It ain't that hard. It's I make it easy for you to order up there and everything. You can, I'll integraph it. Yeah, that's a new one. Here's one for your book. I'll autograph it if you order from my website. If you order it from Amazon or something like that, I can't do anything for you there. But I do appreciate the time that you are spending with me, that you are spending being involved in the conversation. Again, if you want, if you truly want to get involved, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, do you remember what Bernie Sanders wanted us to be more like, you know, Venezuela? He wanted us to take on all that, the socialist slash libertarian slash socialist kind of viewpoint towards people. We should be helping everybody out. The government should get seriously involved in this kind of thing. And right now, when you really see what socialism is all about, close to home, because some of the young people took that and ran with it. That should have made you pucker. Right? So right now, Venezuela is having a bread shortage. You think the government would stop and say, okay, how do we fix this? How can we help out with this? When I want you to know something, if you've been looking or watching the news and keeping an eye on this, the Venezuelans, they're hijacking government food trucks on rural roads because there's not enough food in the cities. Now, Venezuelan authorities had to escort an errant bread maker out of a shop in Caracas. The government is cracking down on bakeries as it struggles with a bread shortage. Why are you cracking down on the bakery? Now, in facing the shortage that is spawning massive lines and the soaring national mood, the Venezuelan government is responding this week by detaining bakers and seizing the bakeries themselves. In a press release, the National Superintendent for the Defense of Socioeconomic Rights, wow, think about that. Do they actually have a National Defense Minister for Socialism? Said it had charged four people and temporarily seized two bakeries as the Socialist Administration accused bakers of being part of a broad economic war aimed at destabilizing the country. Because as we all know, so goes the bread shortage, so goes the country. In a statement, the government said that bakers had been selling underweight bread, and we're using prices-regulated flour to illegally make specialty items like sweet rolls and croissants. The government said bakeries are only allowed to produce French bread and white loaves or pan canilla. I don't even know what that is. With government-imported flour. However, in a tweet on Thursday, price control czar William Contreras said only 90% of the baked goods had to be price-controlled products. Two bakeries were also seized for 90 days for breaking a number of rules, including selling overpriced bread and using too much toilet paper. Juan Crespo, the president of the Industrial Flour Union, called the, how could they have a union? How do you negotiate basically with a dictatorship? So Juan, the president of the Industrial Flour Union, I bet you he has plenty of bread. I bet you he's not one little thin guy. They represent 9,000 bakeries nationwide, so the government's heavy hand isn't going to solve the problem. The government isn't importing enough wheat. That's what the problem is. If you don't have wheat, you don't have the flour. If you don't have the flour, you can't have bread. He said the country needs flour. 30-ton boats of wheat every month to cover the basic demand. Now, the notion that bread could become an issue in Venezuela, right, think about this. Isn't socialism wonderful? Venezuela is said to have some of the largest oil reserves in the world. And it has to import almost everything else. So I'm kind of confused here. Isn't like oil king? And I realize that oil is taking a nosedive. But to what degree? Facing a cash crunch, the government has dramatically cut back on imports, sparking shortages, massive lines, you know, fueling triple-digit inflation. Earlier this week, President Nicolas Maduro launched his Plan 700. And now he lanced it against what he called a bread war, ordering officials to do spot checks on bakeries nationwide. That's what we need them to do. Let's forget the raping and pillaging. Let's make sure those bakeries are putting out bread at the proper weight. In the plan, the government said that it wouldn't allow people to stand in line for bread, but it's unclear how it might enforce that order. How do you do that? I mean, how about five in line? Is that okay? It'd be like the supermarkets, right? More than three, they call out other people. I don't know what he's going to do with that. But hey, I don't know. Maybe Venezuela is the way to go. What do you think? I'm Tom Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more after the break. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0699.
1996. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera. TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA and standing next to me.
My baby is American.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, someone asked if there's a way to pick up the show afterward. Yes. So, anyway, a couple of ways. One is the shows are all posted on Facebook. So, if you want to go back afterward and get them off Facebook, you can do it there. On the website, you can find links to iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, iHeart. We're like horse manure on a ranch. We're all over the place. So you head over to the website. If you can't find it, you can't get connected, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Somebody will help you find what you're looking for. Probably me, but I'll send you in the wrong direction, so I'll have somebody actually help you. You know, I heard somebody, what was it, in France, one of the people running for president in France was using using the phrase, make France great again, which I thought was hilarious. I mean, think about it. It's even caught on there, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to get involved with the conversation. You know, give some thought to, when you talk to your friends about all these nasty things that Trump is doing, like he's taking away Meals on Wheels, which we now know, or you should know by now, there's plenty of, I think I even posted it up on our Facebook page. It's a misnomer. It's not true. It's not real. And getting rid of government waste is not a bad thing. I mean, he can at least start with the big waste, right? And then think of all the uncertainty around the, what was it? Not the UN, but, oh, NATO. All the uncertainty he created around NATO, around the U.S. staying in with NATO. And what has happened as he's complaining about the Americans having to carry the brunt of the money, we've had these other countries that stepped up how much money they're giving to NATO. You see, why should it? This is no different than people who move in on welfare. Why should I go get a job with, even when I spend government money on training, the best I'm going to do is make $30,000 a year, and if I work it out right with the government, I can make that much, plus have medical, plus have dental, plus have eyeglasses, plus have, you know, cards for food. Why would I get a job? So we've made people so dependent on stuff, they couldn't move off of. They don't know how to work. They don't know how to move forward. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm hitting some of the stories that you guys have thrown me, but I just want to touch on some. Because I don't want to go deep into these, because some of you I'm going to get in an argument with. Like this whole dope thing, right? I mean, they're really talking. AG Sessions is really talking behind the closed doors about maybe clamping down. I'll use that. Clamping down on states that have gone rogue. And here's the reason. It's against federal law to sell dope. It's a controlled substance. Now, for those of you who need it for medical reasons, we should change the law so there are ways for you to get it from a medical standpoint. But you don't just break the law because you don't like it. And California started it because they are not bound by any laws or rules. But how do you even put a law on the books that flies in the face of federal law because you think you're above the law? I thought it was funny. They did that with driver's licenses or California IDs. And the IDs are marked that you're here undocumented. That's what it says. But federal law says you can't knowingly rent to enter into contract with somebody who's here illegally. California state law says you can't turn somebody down just because their ID says they're undocumented. So I'm an apartment owner, and a guy shows up to rent my apartment, and it's now discrimination for me to turn him down at the state level for being undocumented, yet federal law says I can't rent. What do I do? This is why we have federal and state laws. This is why federal law supersedes state law. If we want to give states back the rights or acknowledge the rights they've had from day one, let's just deal with it that way. You don't just break the law. Now, Attorney General Jeff Sessions is right. when he says that, you know, drug abuse in America is crippling, it's crippling the country to a big degree. It's crippling our young people. CDC says the deaths from heroin overdoses surpassed gun deaths in 2015. Where was the outrage from the left? What do you think would have happened if that was oh my God, guns have surpassed every other way of dying in the country. What if that happened? Now, he said that marijuana is only slightly less awful than heroin. Now, you know, the druggies from the 60s, you know, the yuppies, the well-educated, they're going to tell you that, no, this is all made up. This is like that movie, you know, Reefer Madness. Remember that? That's one of the worst things the government ever did. To make up what would happen to you if you were smoking dope on a regular basis. So the dope heads you knew that had been smoking dope on a regular basis didn't look like anything that was going on in the movie. You're going, okay, they're lying to us again. If they had just come out and told us the truth and did it the right way, we wouldn't be having these arguments. Yeah, always fun. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to be part of the conversation. Look, I was on a... I was the board member on a nonprofit that dealt with young people. And not the hardcore drug abuse either. I'm talking about the casual drug abuse. And dope was a gateway drug. There's a lot of people out there who want to say, yeah, there's all kinds of studies out there that say otherwise. Well, sure. See who they're funded by. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Go fill up your water cup. Heat up a cup of coffee. Come on back. We'll have a lot more fun together, I promise. Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
I think, oh, I don't know. No comment.
We are back. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to... What? I'll figure out how to press that a button eventually. Maybe another 9 years or so, I'll get it every time. Or maybe we get enough money to get me a board operator here and not my hand. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. You get my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. A couple of ways you can get it. You hop up on the website, realside.com. If you buy it there, I'll sign it. I'll autograph it. If you don't need the autograph and you'll get it faster, you can order it up on Amazon.com. And they have it in the Kindle version. They have it several different ways. I want to get back to the story because I don't want to waste a whole bunch of time telling you to buy stuff. Just go buy stuff. I have coffee cups. I have water bottles. I have books. I don't know. And we'll come up with something else eventually, I'm sure. Talking about Attorney General Jeff Sessions, finally, we have the top law enforcement dog in the country has decided, hey, maybe we should enforce federal law. What do you think? Novel idea, I know. But think about it. If you think about A.G. Lynch and A.G., what was the other guy's name? The one I keep wanting to forget? Holder? Oh, you had to tell me, huh? So but neither one of them enforced the laws of this country in a broad way. They honed in on certain ones, and they stayed with those. Not right. And then we allow them to do these things, like the sanctuary city thing. Are we serious? I don't care how crazy people get. Mr. Trump and the AG need to really enforce the laws of the land. Period. You can't fix something till you get a hold of it. You can't fix, you know, you can't fix the toilet leak till you stop the leak. Right? If the cesspool's backing up, you can't clear it out by keep adding stuff to it. It shows cesspool on purpose. You work it out. So now you got Sessions coming in. And I'll tell you what, you go look at the real numbers that what's going on in Colorado since they legalized dope. They've had more trouble. It's cost them more money. The $650 million they got in sales tax revenue, is it quite worth it? Because a lot of those people are getting it under medical marijuana, and you don't pay tax on medicine. When I was at CPAC, I had the sheriff, he long time retired, and it was Sheriffs for the Legalization of Marijuana. And his only thing was, first of all, it's not a gateway drug, and secondly, we spend a whole bunch of money chasing something down that isn't abused. So apparently, his glasses and his mental faculties aren't working, or he doesn't spend enough time at high schools, or he doesn't spend enough time at rehab centers talking to people. Because in the two groups that I've been involved with for almost 15 years now, maybe 18 years, 15 years about, both of them that deal with young people that have been on and off drugs, have been through it, marijuana is the starting point. Boy, that's not as bad as my parents said it was. You get a little high. It's not a big deal. You know, I want the stronger stuff. So you buy the stronger stuff. And then your friends tell you, hey, if you soak it in wine or vodka, you get a bigger high. Oh, and if you add these pills to it right after, what do you take these just before? This is what will happen. I mean, kids get creative. We have kids that were smoking bath oil beads. All right? I can't tell you how I know this, but I know it to be true. And I asked a couple of people in the business. I said, first of all, how high do you have to be to begin with? Or how you're desperate to get high? What are you, running around the house looking for pills or something? And you go into the mom didn't leave any pills in the bathroom cabinet. You spin around and the bath oil beads hit you in the face. You go, hey, that might work. Who thinks of that stuff? I hear some of the stuff that people do when it comes to that and other foolery. I mean, how many of you have, come on, honestly, you read a story. I don't want to go down because some of them are really gross and bad, but you read some of these stories and you go, who thinks like that? Who sat there and thought, I'll go back to the bath oil beads. That's probably the safest story I can tell, but who thought of wrapping that stuff up? Putting it in cigarette paper and smoking it. And then you see these little idiot teenagers. Yeah, okay, this one's a little gross, but it's kind of funny. They try to light their body gas on fire. You ever see that on Facebook? Not thinking that the skin around the exit orifice burns like a piece of paper. So when I see it, when somebody sends me a clip and says you won't be able to stop laughing, they're right. I can't stop laughing. Which is proof positive that idiots and lighters shouldn't be put together. Unless you truly believe in, what was that, survival of the fittest. Man, I'll tell you what, we'd have a lot of young people gone pretty quick if we didn't regulate them at all. Sorry, I had to have some fun with that. Anyway, so, you know, you look at Colorado's woes right now because they've legalized marijuana and the problems they have there. All right? And you look at what they have going on. You look at how much it's cost them, how much more their first responders have gotten some of these idiots that, first of all, have never smoked dope before. And they put the dope in the in food because they think it's going to be funny, not realizing it intensifies it. Now, some people would like you to believe that marijuana on youth has decreased thanks to legalization. Really? Because, you know, young people don't lie at all. The use of other drugs. Look at the picture. These loons. Look at the picture they're trying to paint for you. So since we legalized marijuana, guess what? Not only has the use of... See, I could be... You know the guy at ShamWow? The guy that does that commercial on TV? Although he's been picked up for drugs a couple times himself, right? You know, can you see that? He could do a whole commercial around that, right? Now that your state allows you to buy marijuana legally, there's no reason to go buy it anymore. Seriously, it's no fun, right? And the use of hard drugs, that's no fun anymore either. Because now the jump-off drug, marijuana, has been legalized. Yeah, the thrill is gone. I'm sure that's exactly what's happening, right?
Death due to opiate.
Yeah, do better with the opiate overdose. Reduced by 31% in states where pot is legal. Who's writing this? Oh, I know. Must be the guy smoking the crack pipe. He's writing this. Because that's the only one it makes sense to. Peer-reviewed conclusive evidence shows that marijuana is effective in treating pain, even chronic conditions. Look, Look, I haven't refuted that. Nobody I know with two brain cells and rubbed together has refuted that. But they also say better than smoking it, the oil works so much better. So why not use the oil? It's so much more effective in treating pain and chronic conditions. You know, you got to smoke 10 joints, you get really high and stupid, or you can roll on some oil and it works faster and better. I love this. Heroin killed 13,000 people in 2015. That's 13,000 more deaths than pot. How do you know? I'm not joking. I'm serious. How do you know? You may not be able to overdose on pot, but have you really smoked five or six joints and added some liquor to it and then gone driving? What do you do, blame the liquor? Seriously. I mean, I go back to my teenage days because it's been 50 years since I smoked it. But I remember feeling everything was great. I remember falling asleep in the middle of an intersection because I thought it was time to take a nap. That's how laid back I was, but that wouldn't cause any accident now, would it? Can you imagine coming up on a group of red lights or a bunch of people crossing the street? You're stoned out of your mind and you go, you think I ought to stop? How much time do you think that'll take? Looks like I have enough room. Maybe they'll make it. By that time, you've mowed down 11 nuns walking across the road. Come on. How stupid. We have lost all boundaries of common sense. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back as soon as I calm down.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Joe, we need your help. Listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, all that fun stuff. If you want to come, you know, if you like what you're hearing tonight, okay, you can head over to the Real Side, therealside.com. We can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. What's that? No, because I can never say the title. But what's really funny now is when I'm doing interviews for the book, they can't say the title and I correct them. So maybe I should let you introduce it, and when you screw it up, I'll be able to say it the right way. Okay? Anyhow, where was I? Oh, we were talking about dope and making people crazy. That's why they call it dope. When you do too much of it, look at, I did it in high school. And yes, I did inhale, unlike Billy Bob Clinton. Apparently he didn't. Who knew? I didn't know you couldn't. I thought you had to. Matter of fact, I'll tell you why he's lying. Yeah, some of you are going to really not like me anymore. You know how you know he's lying? Because what happened for you dope heads in the chat room? What happened if you took a hit off the joint and you didn't inhale? What did your buddies do to you? Producer Tammy's having a heart attack. Anyway, we don't have to go any further with it because some of you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. They beat the crud out of you for wasting their stuff. Anyway, I am Joe Messina. Look, anybody who grew up then, no, I'm not, there's nothing new here. They know exactly what I'm talking about. I am Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm being shot. Anyway, I did a story last week how California now, there's been a law that's been introduced by one of those lunatic legislators out of San Francisco, go figure. They want to destigmatize AIDS, okay? And, you know, people who have HIV or anything along those lines. And so what they want to do is they want to decriminalize people who have unprotected sex or give blood or do things that they know can spread the disease. Right? So what they're trying to say is they want to destigmatize this so that the people who have the disease don't feel bad about themselves. But here's to this point, which is really where it gets bad. See, they want to take it from a felony to a misdemeanor. But they're going to try to make it so that you can give blood if you have one of these diseases. So I'm in an emergency situation. I'm out cold and they're giving me blood that could have a disease in it. Okay? Only in California can this lunacy take root. Right? I'm just going to hit some of these things in this last segment about how some of the craziness going on around us. So, you know, you don't pay attention because sometimes you trust your legislators. Shame on you. And then on top of that, we figure they're not going to do anything this outrageous. There's a lot of outrageous, stupid things we expect them to do. But this, it was like after the first of the year in California, you cannot, well, they made a law a couple of years ago that you had to have hands-free Bluetooth on your phones so that you wouldn't be holding your phone in your hand up to your head. It was to get you to driving again, and, you know, because under California law, you're supposed to have both hands on the steering wheel all the time. You know, of course, you hit the button to change the radio station or put it in gear or something like that if you're driving a stick shift car. It's a little different, obviously. So what happens? They passed the law after the first of the year because people weren't adhering to the law. So let's pass another one. Another one they're not going to adhere to. And these people, you cannot have the phone in your hand. And what people were trying to do to get around the other law is they would put it on speakerphone and hold it close to their mouth so they could hear the conversation. The only problem with those people, and you might be one of them, do you know how to shut off your speakerphone? Because when you're walking around Kmart or Sears, I don't want to hear your conversation. It's bad enough I have to hear you tell your sister what a whack she's dating, but to hear her tell me what a whack she's dating, I don't want to know about it. You guys, when you walk into the supermarket, really, I remember when cell phones first came out and I had one. And not when they first came out, but I had a cell phone early on, right? And you were embarrassed to be sitting somewhere, talking in a restaurant, talking in a supermarket to someone on the phone. And the conversations were always quick back then because it was 45 cents a minute. That's how far back I go, 45 cents a minute. That was worse than making a collect call from a pay phone. And you'd call someone and say, I'm running 15 minutes late. I'll talk to you later. Love you. Yeah, okay, goodbye. That was it. That was it. And there wasn't like, some of you are too young to know this, you know, some cell phone companies, they charge you for every 15 seconds or something like that. And then there was one, I don't even remember the name anymore, but they used to do 6-second bills. So, you know, everybody had to kind of get in line at that point instead of it being a 1-minute minimum. So even if you had a 15-second phone call at one point, they still charged you for the whole minute. So, yeah, I'm an old dog. Anyhow, I don't even know why I went down that road. I'm losing my mind. So in California, if you know you have HIV or anything along those lines, and you give blood or you have sex without talking to your partner or letting your partner know, if you do anything that you know could transmit that disease, right now it's a felony. They're trying to pass a law to make it a misdemeanor. So you could get blood tainted with a disease or certain diseases. And because the loons in San Francisco don't want you to feel bad about what you have, it's okay to infect other people. Isn't that wonderful? And even if one of your kids goes there in an emergency to the hospital, you could ask, can I make sure I have blood that's been tested and clean and everything else? They're going to have to say no, because we don't know. We can tell you it's clean. We can tell you the person who checked it off said it was clean, because there's no way you're going to, you know, going to go to jail or anything. But really, our society has gone so far down the toilet, so far into the sewer. I want you to think about something. A few months ago, I think it was, we had those four kids beating the autistic young kid, and they were Facebooking it live. And at first, when it was going down, nobody called it in. Right? So you know they're all watching this. There's a bunch of people watching this. Who's calling the police? Think about it. Who's calling the police? And then recently, with this young girl that was raped by an illegal, maybe two illegals at this point. Right? Now, I might be wrong, but my understanding is this was also Facebooked live. So to show you that Facebook doesn't, here we go, I'm going to get in trouble for this. To show you that Facebook doesn't give a crap about morality or reality or, you know, what could be hurting people, they will shut us off in the middle of a broadcast. They will shut a Facebook live feed off in the middle of a broadcast. If I say something they don't like about Obama, the Democrats, or anything like that, they've done it before. Right? I mean, right in the middle, while we're not after we're done, where they pull it and throw it away, right in the middle, you violated the terms and conditions. Who the heck can read 600 pages of terms and conditions? It's not like it's the Affordable Care Act Lite or something. So they kill it. So you're telling me that they can't, with the comments going on, they can't hone in on a live feed that might be violent? That's number one. Number two is you can track who's watching. I know some of you hate this, but too bad. Deal with it. You know where it came in from. You know what phone it came in from. You can tag these things back. I think that everybody that watched those rapes, watched those beatings, without calling it in, are accessories. That's what I think. When you watch a 15-year-old girl get brutally beat and raped, and you don't call it in, you got a problem. You're an accessory. When you watch a mentally challenged young boy get beat, burned, and kicked by four animals, and you don't call it in, you're part of the party. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Don't go far. Hey, coming up the next hour, you're going to love what I have for you. How about the arrogant ignorance of the well-educated? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a little bit.